But most of the types who aren't sort of going through this control are very calm and restrained. Some are excitable, a bit restless, and a bit extreme with it. Love of travel, they've got this linked, again, the same thing with the tuberculinum type. They love to travel a bit. They love nature. And these are animals often, they'll just go and lie in a flower bed, middle of it, flatten the flowers, but they're quite happy there sitting in the middle of the flower bed. And there's a love of animals in humans. A lot of these, we get some of you, probably got the equivalent, we call them cat ladies in England. These are the sort of people who actually will take in stray cats, find stray cats, and they've probably got 20 or 30 stray cats living in the house. Yes. Yeah. And again, these are often the carcinosin types. And again, there's a high sexuality, but it's often very severely controlled. They might have a lot of sexual thoughts, but they're never going to reveal them. Very similar to nitric acid in its generals here. Symptoms vary from side to side in the course of a case. We've got intensely painful conditions. Again, much worse at night. That's a syphilitic element coming through. Thick, acrid, foul-smelling discharges with a lot of offensive perspiration. Extremes of temperature give sensitivity, but they're generally worse for heat. Right. They can either be better or worse at the seaside, but they're usually somewhat sleepless in either case, if they're at the seaside. That's it. And in humans, it's what's described as this café au lait complexion, very pale sort. You get various pigmentations in animals around the ears and the abdomen, which is a reflection of the same with it. And again, desires, spices, strong stimulus food, it's a way of expression, salt, eggs, fats, milk, fruit, and sweet things. And suddenly you may find that they swing from a real desire to suddenly an aversion. And like tuberculinum, there are very many similarities, which is why tuberculinum is applicable in the treatment of some cancers as well. They crave food that annoys them or upsets them. They've got capricious appetites, again, and they've also got a passive constipation. Passive, you know, they're not making any effort to try and pass it at all. And the clinical indications here in broad terms, family history of cancer or of TB. Again, this is a close relationship between the two conditions. And a history of viral infection, it doesn't matter what viral infection it is, any viral infection when they're young. And you can use carcinosin on a never well since syndrome if you've got that family history around. It's a remedy against vaccinosis. And also it has the effect of rebalancing endocrine function. If that's got out of true. And if you get skin problems in an animal following neutering with a sudden change in the hormone level, carcinosin is one of the indications or one of the remedies you should be thinking of. And again, grief, bereavement is a strong indication. Now, the other one, which we can go through very, very quickly, scorinum. Again, it's another cancer nosode here. The source here is from carcinoma of the liver as opposed to adenocarcinoma of the breast. Right. And there are some differences. The broad picture is very much the same as carcinosin. And the differences may well be due just to the different levels of the body from which the source material comes, you know, the reproductive system or the liver, which is a much more vital organ, of course. Right. And there are many similarities here to phosphorus as opposed to the nitric acid of carcinosin. And so the types tend to be very thin, chilly, with a desire for cold drinks, very much like the phosphorus picture. Ramakrishnan, the Indian homeopath, who does a lot of work with cancers and using carcinosin and sirinum, reckons that he uses in his case about 80% of carcinosin and 20% of sirinum. But that's only his experience. Sirinum has an affinity for glands, for the lungs and the liver. Basically, the fears and the pains are similar to, but much more intense than they are with carcinosin. You've got an aggravation here between 5 and 6 p.m. And like conium, the tumours are very stony hard, as opposed to the sort of slightly softer ones that you see with carcinosin. These we've dealt with. So, a couple of cases just to round off. A cat, first of all.